Next item on the agenda is Mr. and Mrs. Peter Swart, 10-1115. Mr. Badger. Good morning. And for the record, if you're here on any other matters, we will break for lunch after this project. How long do you think this will take?
15 to 20.
Okay. We'll determine when we come back after that. But just for your information, we're having a little logistical problem with the lunch. Can you see if it's come yet, Tony, by chance? On a more serious note, I'm receiving information that the courthouses in Newport News, Hampton, and Port, it is here? Okay. Newport News, Hampton, and Portsmouth have all been evacuated due to bomb threats. That's the bad news. The good news is the bombs were supposed to go off at 10:30, and there's been absolutely no activity whatsoever. I tell you that because it was difficult to get to lunch here because the entire area has been cordoned off. So I guess they've relaxed that restriction at this point. But that just to keep you informed of what's going on next door. Mr. Badger.
Side of the building.
Yeah, we're on the far side. That's correct.
Okay. Mr. and Mrs. Swartz are requesting authorization to install 187-foot-long offshore stone breakwater with beach nourishment and a 105-foot-long stone riprap revetment on their property along Chesconessics Creek in the Crystal Beach area of Accomack County. Both the coastal primary sand dune and beach permit and a submerged lands permit will be required. Location of the project. Tangier Island's off here, middle of the eastern shore, kind of a Nancock, US 13. As you can see from the project site, you've got about a 15-mile fetch towards Tangier to the northwest. A little closer view, again showing Southside Chesconessics in this area here. It's about a mile away, kind of a Nancock. And one more closer view. Crystal Beach itself was established somewhere in the 40s and 50s as a vacation cottage community. And it's pretty much stayed that way, but with improvements to the properties. The Swartz property itself is right here. And I don't believe anybody was on the board back in 2001, but maybe. This project was in front of you. The Swartzes had a house that was on a crawl space, and it was approaching the beach, and they were requesting to move it upward because they cannot move it back landward anymore, because you can see that there is a road right here. So they're as far back as they can go. So the commission heard the case because it was a coastal primary sand dune, which Accomack County does not have, so it falls back to us. As far as the ordinance, it came in front of us. We recommended approval, and y'all authorized the elevation of the structure. This reach here is eroding at approximately 1.2 feet per year. That's the long-term erosion rate, and it may be a little less than that now, according to what Lyle and I were talking about this morning, maybe a little bit less. And as you can see, there is a lot of sandbars, and they're all paralleling the shoreline for all practical purposes here. There's SAV offshore, and there's a small amount of widgeon grass, as you can see in this photo right here. Another aerial showing the reach. Swartz's house as it's elevated. Breakwaters would go off. One breakwater would go off here. And the riprap would be in this general area here. He, Swartz owned two lots, this lot and the adjacent lot to the southwest. A little closer view. What the Swartz would like to do is install a 3-foot-high stone riprap revetment on the face of the already impacted primary sand dune in front of their cottage and install an offshore breakwater with a crest height of 1 foot above mean high water. And place approximately 185 cubic yards of beach nourishment at their property between the breakwater and the revetment. This is what was originally proposed, and since then we have gotten revised drawings that I'll show later, that basically mimic what both VIMS and and staff is recommending. The offshore breakwater, 87 feet. The nourishment was placed on this side to avoid the impact here, which DEMS has basically stated that long-term, if they put the nourishment across the entire front all the way back here and fill the cell completely, that it may in the future be a calmer area on the sides for SAV to grow. And this is widgeon grass, not eel grass, so this has a tendency to come and go. And you can see there's the breakwater and the revetment in this area here. And here's the porch of the house. Just another view, looking to the northeast structure. There's an old breakwater, and you can see concrete rubble in this area here. And all the seaweed is covering up an escarpment. It's back here. In closer view, you can see the old foundation. They lifted straight up. This will be removed. And the riprap here will be removed, or what we're requesting. Looking southwest, the end of property is right here. Another view. What we're suggesting is it would be towed, the riprap structure would be towed here and cut back and then towed at the edge of the rubble. And you can see the offshore breakwater will be placed in this location. Here, I don't know, yeah, you can see the stakes. And right now, nourishment will be extended all the way back up to the revetment. And I'll just leave that up. As I stated earlier, Accomack County has not yet adopted the Coastal Primary Sand Dune and Beach Ordinance. As a result, the commission is responsible for administering the provisions of the ordinance within its locality. We held a hearing in Accomack County on September 9th of this year to accept public comments. Ms. Ellen Grimes, who's the applicant's agent, and Mr. Arthur Nielsen, a nearby property owner, were the only ones at the hearing. Mr. Nielsen expressed some concerns with the size of the rock to be used for the riprap revetment and the length of the return walls. He also had some concerns with the crest height of the breakwater and questioned whether or not the breakwater will be permanently marked. No other opposition or public comments have been received on the project to date. VIMS recommends construction of the nearshore breakwater and encourages adjacent property owners to do the same. VIMS also notes that the combined use of a revetment and breakwater is generally not preferred, but the proposed revetment may be warranted in this case, and that's because of the location of the house, I'm sure. They recommend removal of the failed bulkhead and rubble before installation of a stone revetment within the same footprint, and an increase in the amount of beach nourishment with burial of the stone revetment under the sand to allow dune vegetation to recover over the structure and to reduce the potential for erosion of the adjacent dune. Department of Game and Inland Fish did document that there was tiger beetle in the general area and suggested that we contact Department of Conservation and Recreation, and we did, and they do not anticipate any significant adverse impacts on the endangered tiger beetle. Noting that the tiger beetle site is well north of the project site, it's approximately a mile north. Neither adjacent property owners have expressed opposition to the project. And summary and recommendation, as stated by VIMS, a single nearshore breakwater with a small amount of beach nourishment will not significantly improve the level of protection for the threatened resident. For erosion protection, an offshore breakwater system encompassing several breakwaters across multiple parcels with a wide, stable beach is the preferred approach for this shoreline. In this case, however, there is an expectation that the adjacent property owners are also considering applying to construct offshore breakwaters in the near future. If properly designed, the additional breakwater would improve the level of protection for all of the parcels in the entire reach. Beach Nourishment, as I stated earlier, was only proposed on one side of the breakwater, and this was an attempt to avoid the direct impact of the small SAV area. According to VIMS, allowing the breakwater to accrete sand naturally removes sand from the existing sand supply and may create a worsening erosion on the nearby properties. Therefore, increasing the amount and area of Beach Nourishment is advised to jumpstart the accretion process and also to cover the proposed revetment with sand. VIMS has stated that the net benefit of this approach outweighs the impact to the small area of SAV, which is widgeon grass, on the landward side of the breakwater. We do agree with Mr. Nielsen that the crest height of the proposed breakwater should be increased, and after consulting with Scott Hardaway and Karen During of VIMS, we do believe that the crest height should be increased to a minimum of 2 feet above high water, mean high water. And if the height of the breakwater is increased, staff does not believe additional markers will be necessary. The breakwater will be moved, will be more visible, and is already located close to shore. Mr. Nielsen also had concerns that the proposed rock size, Class 2, on the revetment would be too small and Class 3 should be used. We do agree with Mr. Nielsen that the bigger stone is generally better. However, after consulting with Mr. Hardaway, staff believes that if the breakwater is installed with the recommended increased crest height and with the proposed Class 3 stone, Class 2 stone would be appropriate for the revetment on the low dune and upland. Therefore, after evaluating all the merits of the project and after considering all the factors contained in 28.2.1403 and 28.2.1205 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project with the following conditions. That the breakwater shall have a crest height of 2 feet above mean high water and shall be armored with Class 3 stone. The revetment shall be constructed with a minimum of Class 2 stone and with the toe aligned no farther channelward than the failed bulkhead or rubble. And three, that the applicant shall remove the failed bulkhead and rubble before installing the stone revetment in the same footprint and shall increase the amount of beach nourishment so that the breakwater is fully connected to the revetment with the sand to mean high water and shall be buried and shall bury the stone revetment under clean sand of grain size similar to the currently existing on the beach. And I would add to that and vegetate the dune with appropriate dune vegetation. And finally, we recommend a 5 cents per square foot for the beach nourishment located channelward of mean low water with revised plan view and cross-sectional drawings depicting the modifications we have recommended. And finally, we would also encourage the applicant to pursue a joint breakwater system with the adjacent property owners in order to provide a more effective shoreline protection alternative for the entire shoreline reach. This is the drawing that the applicant's agent has sent us in response to VIMS and our concerns. They've increased the height to 2 feet as we recommended and has increased the nourishment to mean high water all the way back here. And the revetment itself, it will be sprigged, as you can see, in front here and across here. And the revetment is towed at the location of the bulkhead and riprap. You got any questions?
Any questions for Mr. Badger by members of the commission? Mr. Plumley?
Mr. Nielsen was the...
No, sir.
He wasn't the adjacent owner?
He was a mile away.
Okay.
He's a retired civil engineer.
All right. Thank you.
Other questions? Thank you, Hank. Is there anyone... Is the applicant or applicant represented? Good morning.
Good morning.
Solemnly swear the testimony that you give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, sir, I do.
State your name for the record, please.
My name is Ellen Grimes, and I represent Coastal Resource Management and the Swartzes.
Okay.
The technical nature of this project has been pretty well explained by Mr. Badger and with kind of supplement by Mr. Hardaway. So I want to address a little bit of the personal nature of this project. As Mr. Badger said, this is an area that has been long been cottages, much like Silver Beach and stuff. These cottages are now being passed along from the parents to the 30 and 40-year-old kids who grew up in this Crystal Beach area. There are three properties right next to each other, the Swartzes, the Morans, and then to the farther northeast, another, I don't know their names right offhand. They are the people who are getting these cottages from their parents. These are the people who are most interested in piggybacking with this project. I have been liaisoning with them for, gosh, a decade or more, talking to them. This is what you need to do, this is what you need to do. Finally, they're jumping aboard. It was painstakingly hard to get them to even come to this place. But the Morans, in their response with the adjacent property and reform, did say that they are wanting to jump on board with this. To me, it's a, well, let's wait and see how it works, is what they want, because they are not cheap structures.
Right.
So that's the personal nature of this. And then farther down towards the northeast, I believe a few years ago, you heard testimony from a gentleman by the name of John McGannis, and he wanted to put up a riprap, some riprap revetment of some sort. And I think the commission basically pulled him back behind the coastal primary dune and said you can do anything you want because it's not our jurisdiction. He went away unhappy and to this day has not done anything. So and he keeps juggling his plans on what he wants to do. But he is along this reach also. So I think that once one more person jumps on board and then another person jumps on board, right there you've probably got almost 60% of the reach covered. So then it's a matter of going up into Mr. McGannis's territory, at which point you have a headland marsh. So that's the personal nature of this project. If you have any other questions of the technical nature, I can.
Any questions?
Those, or Mr. Badger can address those.
No questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone here in opposition to the project? They're seeing none. The matter's before the commission for action. Mr. Holland.
We approve staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Holland to accept and approve staff recommendations. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Fox. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Travels, did we advertise fisheries at what time today?
They were advertised
at afternoon.
Okay,
that's fine. It's 10 minutes to 12 now. We'll be in recess until about 12:30.